voice of Belito, and I mentioned to you earlier that I would be introducing you to a new way of seeing the world, possibly. There is a new kid in town, to quote the Eagles, Vision Lounge, with Mariska Marais in the studio to tell us all about it. Welcome to you. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Thank you very much.
So this is different to your regular gig. I mean, you're used to eyes and the world of vision, and now this is the world of sound, which is pretty similar technically, I suppose. Technology makes it possible. And you've got something very exciting to announce because, well, you and I probably know that if you use glasses to read, or you know, if you need them for your everyday vision, it's kind of a bit daunting sometimes to go into an optometrist for an eye test because, well, you know, look at this light and it flashes and it blinks and it does all sorts of things. Keep your eye open. Don't move. Don't have a look there. Tell me, what can you see? I can't see anything. No, you must be able to see something. I can't see. You know, that's the old school. Now it's changed.
That's right.
So tell us about what happens at Vision Lounge. And we'll then get on to the where and the why for.
Okay. So basically, I've been in the industry for about 20 years. So I'm used to optometry. It's boring. It's not nice doing an eye test for a patient if you're sitting there, actually, like you said, with only one and twos and not knowing what the answer should be. So I wanted to reinvent optometry, make it a little bit more exciting. So we're definitely going to bring in a bit of different eye testing. We're going to include virtual reality. Yeah, all those things. So you're going to make it a bit more exciting.
You're going to introduce virtual reality into eye testing. Is that like the VR headset
That's
and the world changes? Really?
That's exactly right.
So you actually then go into an altered reality
that
space
is.
And then you ask the questions, what do you see to your left, to your right, up?
Correct.
So a bit of a game, really.
And this is the interesting thing. I've enjoyed it so much. So obviously, knowing my optometry, the first time I actually had that goggles on, it was being like emerging to a different world and actually being that kid again. So sitting with the little saber lights and you actually can play games and it's interactive. So it's a lot more fun. Even though all the people enjoying this. This is what's actually exciting for me. It's not the youngsters that's going to just get the exciting part of the virtual reality goggles. It's even the older folk.
So it clearly changes the way eye testing is done. But is it as accurate?
It is. So the thing that I actually enjoy the most of it is the visual field testing that we're doing in it. So most optometrists have it's difficult to taste that in a setup that is quite quick. So this is a screening method, but very accurate. So ophthalmologists are actually using this primarily, but I've been one of the first optometrists trialing this for optometry. So we're actually comparing it to the ophthalmologist. So it is actually very accurate. I'm enjoying it. It's very good.
And this comes in a very user-friendly environment. I popped past your store the other day and I stopped because it looked so different. Firstly, it was more like a boutique. It looked to me like a high-end fashion store. Very, very colorful, very bright, very happy, beautiful view across the western sector of towards the highway, and you feel that you're above the world. And then a range of gorgeous high-end frames. Mm. Gosh, you don't see those too often at the regular. Well, no names, no pactual, but certainly this is a game changer. Mm. Who are you aiming your services and your offer at?
So I want to have the folk that actually is looking for something different, that can't find, well, the idea is to not find these brands in every store. So we have got the agencies now for Tag Heuer, we've got Givenchy, Bulgari, all those things that you can't actually buy online either. You have to physically be a supplier and come to the store. So I'm trying to actually get all the brands that's not readily available. So basically everything you're going to see in a sunglass hut, it's not going to be in my store. We're going to do a high-end stuff that is all very different.
Sounds exciting, but with difference comes challenges because presumably not all frames standard lenses don't fit. So how do you match the right lens to the right frame?
So that's my favorite part of job. That's actually where I like coming in where I'll actually help you choose your frames, choose your lenses. I want to sit down with you, do that whole journey. So that's what makes a difference. I'm not an optometrist that wants to hand it over to someone else, a dispenser. I want to do the whole thing. You come in, I do the testing, I do the dispensing, I help you choose the frames. I'll explain the lenses.
So it's
very much. That's my favorite part. I don't think optometrists spend enough time with their patients to make them actually understand what they're actually buying. You're getting a lens, you have no idea what you're paying for. So I wanted to actually make sure that when we're done with this experience, you know exactly what frame, why did we choose this frame, why did we choose these lenses.
Now, I can understand that for those that are fashion conscious, and and most people really, I suppose, want to look as good as they can, and eyewear is very much part of that. But, you know, you also get a resistance, particularly in an area like this. People make an assumption that, ooh, this is a very affluent part of the world. Bolito, all the multi-gazillionaires live here. Well, I mean, not only, you know, there are ordinary people as well. But funnily enough, often the very high net worth individuals don't like to spend money. That's why they're high net worth. They haven't spent one cent. So they don't want to spend a fortune. Do you cater for those as well?
Yeah. So basically, we've got two stores. So I wanted to do one where there's actually the high-end brands and then the one that actually is doing the mid-range ones. The mid-range ones is also carrying my own brands where I actually go out and I actually go find those colorful frames, anything that you in terms of the brands can see, but you don't want to necessarily spend that amount of money, but you want to have color.
So it looks good. It looks feels good.
But it costs you half the money. But that's the one store. This store, we want to do a quality thing. So I want to make you still look different, but now we're doing the brands then with it.
So this is the Bolito store with the brands, hey? Yeah. You want to wear the top end brand. You want to drive the Lamborghini, you got to have the glasses
that's
to match.
That's
that's what I'm talking about. You're listening to this in the right now and you think, ha, 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 where is this store? Don't tell anyone. It's a secret, but I'll tell you. Mariska will. Where is the store?
So we based now in that new Zimbali Oasis Center, exactly where the new Gourmet Spa is as well.
Okay, so the new Zimbali, is it that center still under construction? It looks like.
Yeah, so there is still construction. We're probably going to get our restaurants only next year at the beginning. I think with builders holiday coming up soon, we'll have only the spa and myself, and there's obviously Seattle's and Pizza Boys that's going to open maybe soon, so we are still in the making, but lots of potential.
So how are you spreading the word?
Social media. You can find me on social media, The Vision Land Zimbali is where you're going to find me for now, and then we'll be building on that.
You should chat to the team at Life and Style. You know, we have quite an interesting connection with the market.
Okay, we'll do that. Definitely do that.
Great stuff. You'll hear a lot more about what we have on offer at the Vision Lounge in Bolito. Mariska Marea, the owner, the proprietor, the hands-on operator, will make you look like a dream, and then you'll be able to see properly as well, which is probably make quite a difference in your life. Mariska, thanks for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you.
And The Morning Show continues.